Hey, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm hashtag wow.
And welcome to the show. Remember the whole season I was podcasting saying Lauren was playing a really great game?
Oh, my God. Well, I think that Dr. Mike also effectively... A lot of people kind of blew up their games tonight.
what are you thinking? You had all the advantages.
Oh, my God. Poor Lauren.
I kind of like Mike. They're just like, thrown in the fire.
I don't want it.
He's like, I've been waiting 15 years to do this. I'm like, or since Brad told Monica to throw things in the fire.
It just doesn't make sense. I mean,
well, he only had one half of the idol, so.
But why give him the half anyway?
I don't. That's the dumb move.
You had two votes, right?
Yes.
You had an idol.
Yeah.
What? What do you care if so it's Ben? If
she went home with an idol. Well, half an idol at that point.
Half
and
an idol
and
the advantage.
The curse of the double vote continues.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Is this worse than James going home with two idols? Is this worse than when the ice cream guy gave the idol to the girls?
No. That was worse. Eric giving the idol away was worse. But this is second worst.
Man, Lauren, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. What were you thinking? And you guys were stupid to openly talk about Ben with Ben standing right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ben, I know. Ben is, like, really good at this coming up on people talking to him.
It's the hat. You can't see him. Yeah. He's stealth with the hat. That's why he was so worried last week when Devin had it.
Now, honestly, would you have just risked getting burnt and reached into the fire to get the other half of the idol?
I would have dove in.
I don't know. We saw what happened to Scoopin.
Well, we also saw what happened to Scoopin later, too. Sadly.
He's burned on Survivor, and he's going to be burning in hell. So
yeah,
there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And well, in jail really... as well. So.
Honestly, I was expecting us to... First, I thought Advantage Get Him would happen again. I thought Lauren was going to play the idol, the extra vote.
The second she knew her name was being called, you just play the idol.
Yeah.
Like, what if...
I just have to get the numbers back on my side. You already had Ashley and Devin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just had to protect yourself.
I don't get...
Yes. Chrissy taunting everybody.
All she had to do was play the idol.
Yeah.
And she still had the two votes, right?
Yeah. She did. God. Oh, I don't know. I thought that we were going to get on here and complain about the dumbest challenge in the history of challenges.
I did say, I go, that is, I go, what? I don't get the point
they
of this.
They were clearly out
thing.
Of ideas.
Yeah. It's a new challenge.
Well, when they first started picking, I thought that they were picking for
the challenge.
Yeah. Like they, I don't know. And then when they kept going, I thought
when the first three people were eliminated, I said, oh, it's going to happen. It's only one couple is going to get the rock, and then there won't be any challenge.
Yeah.
Then you said, okay, two people got it. Okay, now we're going to do it again. Well, the first time was so exciting, Jeff. Let's do it again. Jeff, because this was drama.
Oh, my God.
Hashtag wow.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, and you've had some really good ones in the past where the family members. I mean, you have the classic Colby and his brother in Heroes versus Villains, and you have this one where it's just a really lame rock game.
It was really lame.
This was like we give up.
Yeah.
35 seasons of this, we just can't think of anything.
Yeah, I feel like they ran. That was dumb. Although, do you see the thing on Twitter? And it was Jeff explains tonight's challenge, and it had the John Locke like holding up the black and the white rock.
Nice.
Yeah,
they could have done the hold your breath challenge. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, hold your breath. There's a classic.
Rock paper scissors.
Rock paper scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors would have taken more
skill.
Would have
been more exciting.
Yeah. They actually have rock, paper, scissors tournaments in Raleigh.
Yes. Well, they have worldwide.
Do they? I just know that they have one here because my boss and her husband have gone at least 2 years in a row.
Well, I'm going to the next white-black rock competition. You know, I lost my football team. I've got a new sport to...
got a new sport. There you go.
Oh, Lord.
But I don't know. We were... You know, for a season that kind of started out somewhat boring, at least the last two episodes have been like WTF.
Oh, it's picked up. But
yeah, so, I mean, once you get past this one just had bad gameplay all over. I mean, that's I don't know if that's better than boring. Like I said, it's better than boring.
Okay, so we had Chrissy who was taunting everyone and pretty much burning bridges. We had Ben who just decided to...
Yeah, Chrissy, I don't understand like the just... it's a game, like, and I kind of I'm on with Ben on this one, like, getting way too personal.
I think Ben could have handled it better when they got back to camp base. He was like, "The heck with you! I don't need you anymore." That was kind of his attitude.
Yeah, but the problem, she's did it to every single time. She's what been blindsided like 3 weeks in a row.
She has done that,
and every like, time she like.
Well, because if you look at how Ryan and Dr. Mike have handled it, they've handled it in a much more.
We're
a
like,
less
oh,
aggressive
good game.
Way.
You got me, good game.
Yeah, and yeah. I think that might, at least to viewers and probably potential jury voters, play a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, she does come across as, "I'm going to kill you."
Yeah. You crossed me for the last time.
I did
and she
take
didn't
offense.
Hesitate picking everybody.
And she what?
She didn't hesitate when she picked the people to go on her.
No.
And then her
She could have everyone but Ben.
Yeah. I'm going to teach him a lesson.
Come on. This guy's a veteran. Like, yeah,
I don't know. All I know is I was super bummed that Lauren was the casualty of all of this. And to go out just on one vote, the vote of the person that everybody else voted for. Oh.
Joe
yeah.
said,
"Yeah,
that's why you don't keep. That's why you keep him around."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't know though. I mean, he had terrible gameplay too, telling mm-hmm. everybody and burning all those bridges as well. So I think the only people left that people like right now might be Devin and Ashley.
it could be. Well, then Devin saying, "Oh, you know, Ashley and I are a team."
But that was the least harmful thing out of everything else.
it should have been the worst after everything played out. But still, come on, Devin. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a secret.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I heard.
Crazy. All right. You want to start the recap?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. There were parts where I just stopped like writing because I was trying to keep up with what was going on. So it's not as long as usual, but
okay. That's what she said.
Survivor Triple H not going to roll over and die. It's night 30. Mike's upset that he got blindsided again. He has to figure out how to get through this. Ryan feels duped that Ben was with the other three after all. He's just with Chrissy, who has no power. Chrissy is really angry at Ben, and they go at it. He says that she makes everyone who goes against her into a villain. It's just a game. She says he's a jerk. He says, "Stop mothering me," which, as a mother, I took offense to. I was like, "Excuse me, what does that mean?" And then she calls his response inhuman and wants the chance to get back at him. Very dramatic.
Was it really inhuman?
Yeah.
Is that the worst thing he could have said?
That's
to
what
her?
I'm saying. I feel like it's a little dramatic, a little bit,
a little well, bit, a lot.
Fair,
bit.
Let's be fair to Chrissy. 30 days of not eating, not sleeping properly. Maybe she was just a little sensitive.
Clearly.
Every time someone voted against her.
Yes. We go to the reward challenge on day 31. The loved ones are there. It's Ashley's dad, Ryan's dad, Mike's wife. which Jeff was hysterical. Everybody's wondering who married you.
That was funny. But did anyone think that Ashley's dad looked like, was it Donald? What's his last name? Terriers.
Donald Lounge.
Yeah. Didn't it?
He did kind of look like him.
He looks just like him.
See, I thought he looked
maybe
like
just the hair.
I thought he looked like an attorney that I know that I work with sometimes. That's on our board of directors. And Donald Lounge, or however you say his name. I thought he looked like a cross between the two of them. But that was really funny. And then we was talking about how perfect his wife is. I just really want him to be like, and we have a quantum entanglement, which was what Tarzan famously said about his wife.
Yes.
I do like Lauren says, bless you.
Yeah. Lauren's sister came out. What was her name? Sunny. And she hugged Probst first, which was amazing.
That was pretty cool.
I think even Jeff was
shocked by it.
Yeah. I think in that moment, everybody was like, Laura needs to come back for Blood versus Water 3, and she needs to bring her sister.
Or just bring the sister.
Yeah. She just auditioned for Survivor audiences on live TV, and everybody approved her to the next round of casting.
Well, how bad was it that her sister made Lauren go? Sonny made Lauren go to the audition. They both auditioned, but... Lauren got it.
That sucks.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah. Well, you know, she really must have made her proud tonight. I'm kidding. Chrissy's husband, who looks a lot like she does, comes out. Devin,
they had a similar, like, too white smile. Like, it was too white.
They definitely do some Crest.
It's not as bad as this one dentist and his wife's team on Amazing Race one time.
Oh, I remember them. Yes.
Yeah. I think you were. Yeah, I was like still unsettling. Jack TV. Oh my God, their teeth were so white.
But these, I think these were up there though.
Yeah, they're definitely white.
They definitely do Crest whitening strips together. You know how they say sometimes married people look alike or start to look alike? That was definitely the case with these two.
Percy goes, did you do two strips today? Good night.
Yeah. I'm mad at you.
I always had your teeth.
You fooled me. You said that you wouldn't do any of my strips.
You've been stripping without me.
Yeah. Devin's mom comes out. It was really sweet. And then Ben's wife comes out, also a very sweet moment.
Yep.
So everybody's like crying, and I was like, Zach, look at Devin. He loves his mommy so much. And Zach just goes, but when are they going to get to the challenge?
Zach was really disappointed at this point.
He was super hyper until the next challenge because he didn't get to like cheer and like shout for people.
This isn't the game.
Yeah. He was like, where's the game?
It's just rock crap.
Yeah. We were all like, we are with you, buddy.
Zach goes, F this show. I'm out.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Effing thing sucks.
You see that the second time how bad Ben was shaking?
Yes, I commented on that before even Probst did.
I said, oh, my thing. God, he's shaking so bad.
I think Chrissy was feeding off of his soul at that moment.
Yes, cry more. I'm feeding off your tears.
It's going straight to my teeth.
Oh. You know what she should have done is say, I'll pick Ben's wife to go with us. would that have been a... I mean, Survivor, there's no rules, right?
Total D moment. okay, so yeah, they draw rocks, and it's the most anticlimactic thing, and Chrissy wins, and I'm pretty sure she thought that she won because she was like the most specialist skilled person there at reaching inside of a bag twice. Chrissy ends
maybe,
up...
Maybe they only had the same color rocks in their bag. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe. Well, the first time that they pulled it out, I was like, they pulled out rock? Sorry.
they say it's not as effective method.
Did they mention they have kids?
She was mothering Ben, so
that's true. Maybe that's what she took offense to.
I was like, man, they're pulling out rocks as white as their teeth. But Chrissy picks Ryan, Dr. Mike, and Ashley. She admits that she purposely left Ben out to teach him a lesson for crossing her. But she said in just like this really mean way, she was like, and he won't see his precious Kelly.
Yeah, it's kind of. I can see why maybe the rest of the outed cast is not a big fan of the Chrissy.
Right. I'm sure she's a nice lady in real life.
I'm absolutely sure
who's
she's
just really hungry.
Yeah.
And really missing.
Hangry.
Yeah, and really
she's as
missing...
hangry as what's his name made himself out to be.
Oh, maybe Alan.
Maybe it's that Snickers commercial.
Oh, that
she gets it. She's like an angel or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe she's really Mrs. Toothpaste.
I'm able to brush my teeth in weeks.
I still wrote, that goes back to Dez's comment about, and her teeth. I go, okay.
Yeah.
But now I can't keep my eyes off her teeth.
She has very white teeth. Like, they really are. Anyways, at the reward, she tells her husband what's going on. She says that she picked Ashley because she's the easiest of the four to break. She makes her pitch to Ashley, and Ashley knows that Ben is a threat. Ben makes a fake immunity necklace to go along with his real one. It looked actually pretty good when you saw them.
He did a good job.
I thought it was a pretty good plan.
Yeah. I don't know how, just like Lauren, Devin was impressed, but at his grand plan to get, to get Chrissy to find it and then play it, and then he was going to delightfully watch it burn in the fire.
I think Lauren had stopped playing the game.
Well, yeah, I think Lauren was kind of just like, not impressed, hashtag not impressed. Like, what, okay, but what are you, how are you going to do that? Like, how is that going to benefit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the plan here? She thought that Ben was taking things too personal.
All I gotta say is stick with the plan.
Yeah. Stick with the plan. Meanwhile, while they're, I don't know, doing something, Lauren finds half of an idol, and she has to find the other half at the immunity challenge. So we go to the immunity challenge, and Lauren's half of the idol is literally right there in front of her. Like,
well, I think they said that it would be in front of your stand.
That was no suspense to that. Like, she could have won immunity and then picked it up when she was done. Like, it's not like anybody was running over and being like, ooh, what's this show?
I thought I heard that wrong, but then I said, oh, they did just put it right in front of her.
There was some lazy production decisions going on.
Yeah, like just the way they shot it, I was just like, okay.
It needed to be in front of someone else's, you know. I mean,
ooh,
like
make it interesting
thing.
Like she has to go across to somebody else's.
Yeah. Oh, I keep my arms hurt. I cramp. And then, you know, just keep looking.
Just roll. Like it's all the way to the side. She just keeps rolling across the floor.
Yeah. Come on. Wait, the shell might help.
But even with the shell, she just kind of stuck it on her leg. Like she didn't try to hide it. Like, what?
I wonder if the shell is fireproof. I don't know.
Yeah, useful information.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so this immunity challenge though was the last time they did it, Aubrey won, right? Remember when she was kind of standing there chilling with her arms out?
Well, like Vaguely? Jeff right off the bat, this is gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which it did, because everybody half of them just quit. They were like, I'm out. So Ben was out first and Chrissy. Lauren just quit. Devin does the hula. Dr. Mike goes out, which we were kind of bummed about because we were rooting.
Yeah, I would like him to win one before it's all said and done.
Yeah, I feel like he's gotten to live his survivor dreams so much.
Maybe
yeah.
He wins $1 million.
No, I don't think so.
Poor Mike.
I don't think anybody left in the game has enough respect for him to award it to him.
If he makes it to the end, maybe.
If he's against, like,
Chrissy and Ben.
And Ben, who apparently everybody hates now. But, I totally lost my train of thought. Dr. Mike, yes. We were pulling for him. I feel like, you know, he got to throw an idol in the fire. He got to go on a reward. He should get it, you know, win individual immunity. Because, you know, at the very least, his wife will be really excited when he gets home for him.
She's just hoping that, what's his name's at the after party. Ethan's at the reunion.
Oh, that's nice, honey. You won $1 million. Is Ethan here, by the way?
She runs up, grabs the check. Let's go, Ethan.
Yeah. But Devin proposes a deal to Ashley, like he'll drop if she gives him a massage, which, you know, I was like, thank you in this day and age for asking Ashley if she wanted them to give you a massage. But he ends up, you know, dropping on purpose. Ben talks about it's all about being comfortable in your alliance. We go back to camp. Ashley knows she needs to have a big move on her resume. She asks Lauren and Devin what they think about voting out Ben. Devin wants to see Chrissy gone before Ben, but agrees that Ben needs to go at some point. They're talking by the well. Apparently, none of them are very good at being a lookout. Ben comes across them, overhears his name, asks who they want gone. They tell him Chrissy, but it's kind of really like super awkward turtle, like, Chrissy, yeah, we want Chrissy gone.
Well, there was like 10 minutes of silence when he first got there.
Well, wouldn't you have some, I know probably for the camera they had to stand that way, you know, not facing the jungle area, but someone should have been facing the jungle.
Yeah.
Yes. Have every direction covered. Mm-hmm. He's not going to, unless he swam in from the ocean.
Yeah.
With his hat, you know, you can't see him, but no, he just comes in with a hat and, you know, crawls
across
the sand.
Well, he was a Marine.
Saying, oh, wait, were you talking about me?
Yeah. And he came in all awkward, too. Like, he could have been like, hey, guys, what's up? But he also was kind of like, hey, y'all.
But have these people not watched Survivor? If someone stops talking, yes. They were talking about you.
Yep.
Yeah.
That works in life, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Ben goes to talk to Dr. Mike. They want to go for Lauren. He gets Ryan on board. Chrissy goes up to Devin to try to talk to him about getting out Ben. And they also got, like, super quiet when Ben came up and was he was like, guys,
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah. Chrissy's like, I don't know why I would talk to you after that last tribal council. And it's just like, because you want to get further in the game.
Yes.
Shut up and let him, like, at
You're
least
You're on
hear
the
him
bottom.
Out. So.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah. So he finally gets her to listen by telling her all about Lauren's advantage and half the idol that she found. She's still skeptical, though. Jay's itching his ear, and I was super confused.
Well,
to be
fair to Chrissy on this one, he did lie to her for 6 straight days.
True.
Ben, yeah. I mean, so it's like, I don't know if I trust him either.
Yeah, no, there's something about not trusting him, but you should also hear him out just in case, because you're on the bottom.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not in a position of power.
Also, you just don't.
At least humor the dude.
When you're in a game where you have to get people's votes at the end, maybe not giving them attitudes when you want to potentially have them vote for you also might be a good strategy.
Yes. Ask Russell Hantz.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Ben's loose lips start to sink all the ships. Dr. Mike comments Chrissy's playing the game emotionally. So he goes back to Ashley and Devin and says, hey, guess what,
well,
teacher?
Who had the right move there? Was Mike, like, is Mike, I don't know if Mike's had any good gameplay. It's just kind of like, he's a bit chaos cast.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that
Dr.
That
Chaos?
This was all part of
Dr.
Ben's plan?
Chaos.
No.
That he told Mike, knowing that Mike hasn't kept a secret the whole time, that he just goes around and tells everybody everything.
Cole's that, the one that,
that
previously.
Plan.
It's like Cole left and everybody else was like, oh, who's going to tell the secrets?
But it just seems like it made why would you tell? I don't know. I mean, it worked out for Ben. Maybe his whole plan was to play the idol anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
He said at one point he wanted to play it at 5.
Well, I mean, I get it. If he can get away with not doing it, but I think he knew it was too volatile not to play the idol. So, I mean, he played it right.
Well, especially after that tribal, everybody who had an idol should have been playing their
yes.
idol.
Yes. Lauren.
Lauren.
Lauren. Well, at least.
Laurel. Laurel.
I didn't even bring the 2 votes.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it. It's not even here. You want it? I don't want it.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll get to that. So Devin reports back to Lauren that, you know, Ben has told Chrissy everything. She wants to get extra numbers back on her side, which was mistake number one, because she gives her idol she gives half of the idol Dr. Mike as a sign of trust, and he says it may have been a stupid move, which clearly it was. But not, she didn't she didn't need to get the numbers back on her side. She had this extra vote. Who cares if people knew about it? So and what is she going to do? Force a tie? Yeah. Definitely.
I honestly don't know what she was thinking. The fact that she didn't.
Wasn't.
Yeah.
What saved Ben was the fact that he didn't tell anybody he had an idol.
Yep.
He kept it a secret, and I don't know why people.
Well, Jeff said that at the end of the vote, just like for all the stuff being out there, the one thing that changed the gameplay was the one thing that was a secret.
Hey, but that's
I think we say it on the show all the time. Don't tell someone you have an idol.
Yeah.
There's no reason to tell. But
and most of the time, when they tell people they have an idol, like I know I'm not supposed to say that I have an idol.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like what we've talked about in the past. Is it better to use the idol to build trust or keep it to yourself? And I think that we've seen a pretty good example tonight of why you should probably keep it to yourself.
It's a game that you can't trust people.
Yes.
So why build what trust?
Yep.
Keep your numbers, I guess. But so we go to tribal council, and this is just where at one point I stopped taking notes because I was so confused, just trying to follow what was going on. So it comes out that Ben has pretty much told everybody secrets. And
I told him.
Hmm?
That's what he said. Yeah, I told him.
Yeah. Which I'm guessing he was so brazen because he knew he had an idol to play. Yeah. I guess so. Or he was just secure. Like, I don't even know what he was thinking. But Chrissy gets on her high horse and is like, Lauren, I recommend that you just forfeit the advantage. Just rip it up and give it to Jeff. Or
like, why would I do that? I'm not going to play it.
Yeah. So which Lauren's like, nah, I'm good. I already, it's not. Yeah, I left it home. Like, then we get hashtag wow as Dr. Mike freaking throws. He's like, I've been waiting to do this for 15 years or however long, 13 years. It just throws it in the fire. And
yeah, out of all the survivor dreams, how does that
destroying
one?
A community idol definitely does not rank on my list of dreams. And then Ryan,
I think in Dr. Mike's case, I think he thinks he's making big moves.
Aww.
I'm being honest. I think he thinks he's making big moves, and that's why he said big move. But it's like, what are you doing? Even if Lauren goes home, you have half the idol, right?
Yeah.
Maybe the other half would be in play.
Yeah.
It made absolutely zero sense to throw that thing in the fire at that point.
Yeah.
Even when he was voting for Ben. What was he going to do next week? Say Ben went home and Lauren was there.
And you know what's crazy is like, I mean, maybe he's there because he isn't really a good player, but like he's still in the game. Like he's final five now.
Honestly,
he could win it.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know, that's more just like negatively talk about this season or just, you know, is it good? I don't know.
Honestly, Lauren should have just picked up any random shell from the beach and been like, here it is, Mike. Why did she think to do that?
Oh, that's a good point. It was a normal-looking shell.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a special shell that they ordered from the idol store or anything.
When he did that, he said, no, here's the shell, Mike. Like, I was going to give you the real shell.
Yeah, like, she should have done that, and then she should have just dropped the mic and played it and been like, drop the mic, get it.
Now she could have used her two votes. She could have voted for Ben and Mike, right?
Yeah, and then
Mike goes, then she could play her idol.
Yeah, play her Mike idol, played her advantage. Ben's still in the game, though, because he would have played his idol. Or she could have just dropped it for Chrissy and gotten rid of that noise.
Yeah. I just don't get what's going on with this group, but it has made for some interesting episodes the last 2 weeks.
It's interesting. I just don't know if it's good, but it is interesting.
Yeah. It's not good. It's not as far as the players are not playing a great game,
mm-hmm.
but it's interesting.
Yes. Everybody's trying to play a game.
These people just hate each other. I mean,
right now, yes.
It's just you can't see other than Devin and Ashley, so who likes each other.
Devin and Ashley, hashtag new power super couple, power couple, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so Did anybody catch when Ryan explains like why it was a good idea for Mike to throw in the fire? And he says something like, "We don't want idols. We don't want advantages."
Yeah.
That's why I played mine last week.
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of interesting because how many times you hear the old school Survivor fans being like, enough with all the advantages and the idols.
Yeah, I'm all for getting rid of them. They should try a season without them.
Yeah, and like as Mike pointed out, was it Mike that pointed it out or was it Ryan, where they're just, you know, it's like it's having the advantage when people know that you have it. That's when it becomes a liability. Mm-hmm. So
that's why you don't tell anybody.
That's why you don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Lauren, though. You're right. The advantage curse struck mm-hmm. again.
Continues.
She didn't even get to play it and embarrass herself with it.
She embarrassed with herself Dan, in right? other ways.
Oh,
did Dan start that?
Dan start what? Dan
with the double. The,
yes.
I think he was the first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's the Dan Foley curse living on. But didn't Debbie say she was the first person to successfully play the double vote last season?
Yeah, she also had the quadruple vote.
That's right. Duh. That was the Cochran advantage, right? But it was complete chaos. At one point, Chrissy was like, I want your advantage, Lauren. And Lauren's like, sure, fine. Let me run back to camp and give it to you.
Jeff's just sitting like this going, I don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
My job here is done.
If it is at camp still, I guess could somebody go back and get it, or will the production take it away?
My guess is it wouldn't be valid because I don't think it changes hands, right?
We're gonna put it back in play, and it's gonna be put in.
Who would want it? Just
Ben's bag. We're gonna just magically make sure Ben gets it.
Ben's hat. That's where it's gonna be put.
Yeah, the magic
hat. He's gonna wake
up, take
his hat off, and go, hey, I got a double advantage.
Exactly, the magic hat. But yeah, it was just chaos. Everybody like gets up and is running around. Poor JT was like, "See, I told you, I was ahead of my time." Just you know, gets up, runs around. Everybody's trying to figure out who they're voting for.
There was so much yelling going on. You had Ryan and Dr. Mike having a conversation.
You had Chrissy and Lauren yelling at each other or sternly talking. You had, I mean, Devin
Ben
went
and,
over.
Ben
and
Ashley, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I don't trust you.
Yes, we got that. Devin at one point got up and went over to Dr. Mike. It was just, then Ryan and Chrissy were talking. It was chaos. The jury looked like they loved it, though, so good on them.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah. Well,
the jury did. Was it bring your best green outfit, green shirt? I think they all had green shirts.
We'll have to watch the Ponderosa and see if they plan that.
I forgot all about Ponderosa. Like, got to catch up on those.
Yeah, I do too. So Dr. Mike, Chrissy, Ryan, Devin, they're all debating Ben or Lauren. Ben is just like, I'll tell you what's going on. Like, this is who we're vote. This is what they're debating or whatever. And then was it Devin who's like, let's just vote. And we were all like, yes, please. Thank goodness. You know, the dramatic music plays. And just as it stops, Ben's like, I'm going to play my idol. He says something really cheesy about his wife helping him find it or something.
Yes, I made this one for my wife. And my wife.
Yeah, when I went to read my letter, my wife helped me find this too.
My wife were the producers.
Who walked me conveniently to that spot as I was giving my interviews. But yeah, so the look on Lauren's face, though, when he played that idol, she knew that it was her time, and I felt terrible.
She started picking up her stuff.
Yeah,
she knew.
Okay, if they all voted for Ben.
And every single person voted for Ben, except for Ben, who voted for Lauren, and Lauren went home with a single vote, which was the only vote cast against her, right?
Yep.
Or did she have them earlier pre-merge? I cannot remember. Oh, no, she did have some cast against her when Sir Bolton went home. Remember?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
I do like the way she did handle it with class, though.
Oh, sure. I mean, I don't think...
Can you do it that way? Well, Chrissy would have thrown Lauren in the fire if it was her. But yeah,
you betrayed me.
Yeah. You didn't let me win this game. But yeah, good times.
Yeah, because I think a few weeks ago we all started rooting for Lauren.
Yeah, really liked her play. It was subtle and in control, and I think she was just too that subtlety and kind of laid backness was there was just too much of it. There's too much of it this week, being too calm and collected with her like half of the idol and giving it away.
She controlled her own game, and she let other people dictate the gameplay, and she made a mistake.
See, it's interesting you think that she was too calm and in control. I think that that was her way of kind of freaking out and giving that to Dr.
Yeah,
Mike.
That's what I'm saying. I think she kept trying to be cool, collected, but it was too...
Yeah, I see what you mean now.
At that point, it was too much.
It was too late.
Yeah.
I still don't know why she left the double advantage at camp.
Yeah. It wouldn't have mattered, but yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't
have mattered. What she could have done was, yeah, she could have voted...
Split the vote
in her own self, and then it would have been a tie between...
herself and whoever she cast her vote against. Yeah. And I wonder, who could she have cast her vote against that when they went to a tiebreaker?
She had an immunity idol, so all she had to do was just bring that.
Yeah, that's the real travesty here. Like, don't ever... Never... Your idol is your idol.
Amen. All right, Colleen, what feedback do we have?
All right, we have... were you going to say something, Jack?
Nope. I was going to say, obviously you want to go to... Like Ben said, you want to go to 5. But
right.
But if you're not there at 5, it doesn't matter. So you have to stay. Every time you're in the game, you have a chance to win. But I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So we have an email from Mandy. I was going to email about the terrible challenge, but after that tribal, I'm at a loss for words. Did these people not learn anything from Queen Wentworth? Can 37 be blood versus water too? Be blood versus water. I need the Rimmer sisters back on my TV. I also need the Rimmer sisters back. They were awesome.
The Rimmer sisters?
The Rimmer sisters. Lauren and her sister.
Oh, okay.
They were like the delight of Twitter. They were. They were like Twitter darlings.
Cool.
Yeah.
You lost some of your role.
I know. That was awesome. That was awesome. So, all right. Thank you, Mandy. If you want to give us an email, you can do so at survivorjjc@gmail.com.
All right. Well, that is the feedback. Let's jump into tallying the votes for this week. Let's see. Preseason picks.
I said Devin, didn't I?
Well, let's
see. We all said Devin,
so no points there. But let's see where
we
had.
We all said Lauren was
she was pre-merge across the board, so... No points.
We knew she was going to play a bad game. We just thought it was sooner.
I have 5 points. Colleen has 6. Jack, you have 7. So that stays the same. Now let's go to episode 12. Who do we think's going home? Which I guess is technically 13, since that was a double episode last week. But whatever. I pick first. I think
is next week the finale.
No, 20th.
So they're going to go...
Or 21st, whatever that is.
There's 6 people left, right?
Yeah. No, okay. 5 people left now.
No.
There's only 5 people left?
No, it's final 6 now.
It is final 6?
4-3
6.
Was the whole argument tonight.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Okay. I was going to say, there's no way to go
so it'll be final 5 in the finale.
Yep. I'm going to say Ashley is going home. That's my pick.
I kind of think Ashley, too.
But it's Jack's turn.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's going to have to be one of the... They got to break up the power couple. I'm going to go... Ashley's better in the challenges, so I think she wins immunity and Devin goes home.
Ooh, Devin again. Okay. Colleen, last.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one. It's going to be Devin or Ashley. Ashley does seem to be better in the challenges. Could Devin... have a game losing massage next week if it becomes to the down to the two of them.
Who's going to give it to him, Joe?
No, if he makes another.
No, if he loses and he's not, who gets the?
Do you have a coin? Can I flip heads or tail? You have a coin over there?
I do. I have a 20 pence.
A 20 pence? Is that from London?
Yes.
Okay.
Here we go.
Heads, Ashley. Tails, Devin.
What did you say? Heads, Ashley, tails, Devin?
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know which one's heads or tails on that? Okay.
Yes, the queen on one side.
Okay, so I guess Ashley is my pick by chance. Much like the half of the idol that got thrown in the fire. Half of that coin decides my fate next week.
Man. All right. Well, that will do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Give us an email to SurvivorJJC at
gmail.com.
It's SurvivorJJC at gmail.com. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 385-309-0311. Call anytime with the questions, comments, and or theories.
When was the last time we had a call?
It's been a while.
Well, we never actually advertise for it.
No, I do in every show.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I tune you out by that point.
Sounds about right. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJack group. All podcasts on the Jay and Jack Network are made possible by you, the listener. All of the podcasts are listener supported through Patreon. Go to patreon.com/JayandJack or go to JayandJack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today. And speaking of patrons, I want to especially thank Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Molly the Millennial, and Ed the Letter Carrier for your contributions to the show.
Yay!
And thanks to all of our patrons. You can find a list on JayandJack.com for every single one of our 150 plus patrons that contribute to all of our podcasts every single month. It is the holiday shopping season and there's tons of deals on Amazon.com. Use our link, JayandJack.com/Amazon. When you shop, a small percentage of all those sales go to the Jay and Jack production fold. And if you like what we do, give us a review. Go to JayandJack.com/iTunes. All of our podcasts are on there. And a 5-star review really helps out the rankings of this show and all of the other Jay and Jack production shows.
And if you are interested in hearing some of the other shows, you can subscribe to the Whole Enchilada feed.
Or you can check out some of the other special shows we have going on this month. The broadcast has their special 69 live episode next Tuesday at what time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock Eastern time. Links will be on our Facebook
last
group,
episode
Twitter.
Of 2017.
All right, there you go. Last Jedi comes out next week. You better believe Onan Brews Barbecue will be podcasting about it. I believe they're going to be doing an initial reactions podcast immediately, probably not immediately, but you know, within a day or so of the movie dropping, and then like another one a couple days later where they had time to let it settle in. And if Nick's on it twice, get to hear him complain twice.
Yes, as I put it. We get Nick's initial reaction of how much he hated it right after he saw it, and then Nick's reaction after he's had time to write a dissertation about how much he hated it. So, well, and luckily, great.
Well, luckily, the Ramblecast, you won't have to hear it because we're recording 3 episodes this week, so he won't, and they're pre-recorded.
Ooh,
so
that's old school right there.
Yes, you won't have Nick's. But then the third episode will be Nick's rewrite of the script. Of what he thought would be the better.
Which he has done.
Luke's in the episode? Come on.
And yes, Jack alluded to, we're doing 3 special holiday themed Ramblecasts with a versus, with a Matt's top 10 list, and then some good old fashioned rambling. So look out for that on all of the feeds.
Matt's lists are the best.
They are. And speaking of Matt's list, we did a favorite holiday traditions patrons choice show for our patrons that contribute $5 or more a month, and Matt had a fantastic and fun top 10 list.
Spoiler alert. Okay, I won't spoil it.
Yeah, exactly.
throw it in the fire. Take your spoiler and throw it in the fire.
Are you going to Dr. Mike it, Jack? Don't Dr. Mike it.
I'm this close to Dr. Miking.
It was so
ridiculous. I mean,
well, then that's a good enough tease out there for
we
anybody.
We may have spoiled it on this week's broadcast a little bit.
For anybody that is not a patron or maybe doesn't do the $5 or more a month to get the show, definitely worth it this month. It was a lot of fun. Amanda from the broadcast was there. Jack and I were there, as well as Matt. That is it for this week's show for Survivor. Got the final 5 next week. Until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Peace out.
Bye.